All right, I think it's time to get this started because the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of the Dubious Goals, Dubious Goals Committee. Right, rock and roll. Let's go. Let's do this. It's Dubious Goals Committee time. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm looking out the windows of my house. Yeah. It's very sunny. There appears to be a very slight breeze. Oh, but we're not going anywhere near the outdoors today, except for times where I have to walk by my doors. Because the current temperature is 36 degrees. 36 degrees and it's climbing. Are we going to hit 38 today? 38 degrees is over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. And we're going to get real close to 38 today. So yeah, it's going to be deathly hot, but I'm told by the Weather Channel that I was just watching that it's going to cool down, and in a few days it's going to be in the 20s, the low 20s again. So I'm very pleased about that. That's the kind of temperature I like. Yeah, so it was hot yesterday too, and I was itchy for a while yesterday, and has the humidity gone down a little bit? Have we lost some of the mugginess? Maybe. I don't know. Because I slept really, really good. Quite well. Quite well. Now, was it because I was stayed up a little bit too late watching old battle reports and stuff? Maybe. I wasn't up that late. But I slept nice and solidly. So, I'm rather pleased about that. I'm feeling pretty good. I don't have any cramps. My foot doesn't hurt. My back is good. Everything is good. Very happy about that. Very pleased. I'm feeling less wrought with strife as I have been for the last couple of days. I gotta check my supplies. It's a hot day. Do we have cold drinks? Yeah. Plus we got applesauce. Plus we got some Jell-O. Got drinks. That's good. I was kind of thinking I need to go buy some soda, but don't want to leave the house. What do we have for lunch today? Oh, geez, that's going to be the tricky part because what I have is a lot of food that requires cooking. Which means raising the heat level in my house. Kind of want to run out and get some Greek food. Or maybe a sandwich. Just maybe get a cold sandwich. Go to the sandwich place that I like so much. But that costs money. And I think technically I could afford it. I can get the sandwich for $7 and change. If I want a gyro or something, or that's going to cost a little bit more, but I can afford it. But do I want to take the risk? I'm doing so good lately, not running out and just blowing my money on restaurants. Because I've been blowing my money on, gasoline. So I can go to shows and do stuff, but yeah, I'm gonna make it through the month. I've still got money for gas. I'm trying to think of all the other things I have to pay for still. Gasoline being number one, food being number two, and what day is this? What day of the month is this? What day of the fiscal month is this? Yeah, I'm cleared. What am I even worried about? I should go out and get the yummy sandwich, or I should go out and get the yummy gyro. But But if I do that, then maybe the hot dog buns will go bad. So this is what my life is about. It's all about, oh, I bought some bread, so now my diet has to revolve around that bread and getting all of that bread eaten before it goes bad. Because in this weather, you might have 3 days to eat that bread before it goes bad. Oh, and how long have I had this bread now? It's been a couple days. Now, this is, of course, bagged bread, so it's loaded with preservatives and all kinds of crap to keep it from spoiling. But in this climate, yeah. So the big question is, do I want to eat bratwursts again for lunch today? Because if I stick a bratwurst in the microwave for 30 seconds, it doesn't heat the house up as much as, say, making pasta or any other kind of noodles. So that's a thing. That's a thing I have to think about. Yeah. Thinking today. We're going to do a lot of thinking. There was something else I was going to think about. Oh yeah, I got to think about this email that I have to get off to Alex. And I don't really have to do it until the first week of next month, which is coming up here. Not exactly sure when. Did he say Thursdays? Did he say... Yeah, anyway, I gotta do this thing. Gotta do this thing to try to drive more traffic to Kaite. This is the whole plan of, let's have an after party. Because the problem is, and I don't know if I mentioned this or not, I can't remember. A lot of my audience is going to attend a concert at the Bemis Center on a Thursday night. The most important Thursday night being the second Thursday night of the month, which is when I'm playing at Kaite. So the plan is, because the concerts at the low end are early, they go from 7 until about 9 o'clock at the latest, and, you know, nothing starts at Kaite until about 9 o'clock. So how do I get people from the Bemis to go to Kaite? Well, what you do is you try to set up an official after party. And you hype it up during the concert at Bemis. And then you get all the people to come out to where I am. But are we going to get people to travel that have to drive from downtown to Benson? My God, it could take 5 minutes at that time of night. I just want 10%. I want 10%. If there's 70 or 80 people at the Bemis show, then I want 7 or 8 people of those people to come to the thing, because then word will spread and blah, blah, blah. And when are the Bemis residencies up? Are all the Bemis residents, all the resident artists still going to be there for the Kaite show? Yeah, I think they're there until like the 14th. And then I think my thing is the 12th, or is it the 13th? Or yeah, I don't know. So that's what I've been thinking about. These are the plans that I've been having. So as we walk down into this room down here, here's the cat. Yawning. Hi, baby gingler. The baby gingler is a gaganglin. You're gaganglin. Yes, you're gaganglin. Uh-oh, here she comes. What's a kitty want now? Oh, you're going to stretch and stick your paw out? Yeah, I know what this move means. She's reaching out to... Okay. This is the signal for kitty water. So now we got to come into the bathroom so we can perform the kitty water ritual. And I think you all know how it goes by now. We pick up the water, we pour it into the toilet, we flush the toilet, we put the bowl back on the ground, and let it roll. Then we gotta stick our head back out of the bathroom, look at the cat who is sitting right here, and then we say, "Come on, baby ganglets, you want to drink up some kitty water? Yeah, you want some kitty water?" Okay, yeah, now she starts walking in slowly. Oh, nope, she has stopped right before the threshold of the bathroom. She's looking around as if she's never seen this space before. And I say, let's go, dang it, let's go get some kitty water. You love the kitty water so much. Trying to build some cat enthusiasm here. Come on, let's drink up the kitty water. This doesn't work, so what I have to do is walk over here, stand behind her, and pretend I'm going to pick her up. Oh, you can't walk in there? Here, let me pick you up. And then as I sort of reach underneath her, she feels my hand, and she says, oh, no, I don't want to be picked up. She starts walking into the bathroom like this. Yes. And she looks at the empty water bowl as I pick up the water jug and begin to finally pour the water. So now I have a cat that's drinking. I got a cat that's drinking, and I've been thinking about synth stuff. And last night I was sort of sitting around watching some vidges, and I realized, you know, I could use that thing that's on the main synth if we were to sort of make it a little bit more coherent. Because not everybody understands or even enjoys both polymetric and polyrhythmic music. So I was sitting there thinking, how do I glue this all together? How do I form this up so that, it makes a little bit more sense to, you know, the common music listener? Well, I thought, what if I added more drums? What if... And I know what you're thinking. Tub, don't add more. But what if it was simple? What if it was just oomts, 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 oomts? Okay, because with all the rest of going on, that would lock everything in place, right? Yeah, well, sure seems like it to me. So is all this stuff on? Is all this stuff plugged in? So here. What if this was the additional drums? There's not much to it, is there? Here, let me give it some gain. It's a very flat kick drum. So would this do the trick? I don't know, let's find out. Let's get some other stuff going here. What do we want to do? Could we do it like this? Let's just start it from here and go. Yeah. What happens when we start adding in the rest of the drums? Yeah, okay. Except for this. The kick drum is getting lost. And it's falling on every... Well, we have this clank, clank, clank. That's falling on every other kick drum hit. And the kick drum kind of gets swallowed because it's so flat. But that backbeat hi-hat kind of keeps it all together. give it some more game. The kick is in there. It's very subtle. Maybe we need those instead. Is that what we need? Let's substitute those out. Let's substitute everything out. Okay. What track is that on? Where is this being stored? Okay, here's what we're going to do. We are going to... I need two hands here, so let me put the microphone down. That's not what I want. This is what I want right here. We're going to put in different stuff. We're going to put in some of these. I'll put these on the backbeat. And then we need, should we put in different kick? Because we got this. That's what we're using. That's what we have. We could do one of those monsters. I don't know, let's try this. Let's just throw these down. Oops, wrong place. And put one there. Okay. Oops, wrong button. And now we're gonna lay it down, clown. Give me 4 bars of this. A little more prominent, a little less subtle. Okay, we've got ourselves a drum loop. It's the same stuff, just different sounds. And when we put it all together, can switch them on the fly here. So go back to the original drum beat. Oh sure, it's subtle. But is it too subtle? Let's kill it. Let's bring back the other one. You. Cool. So. E. E what?
E.
E. Oh, okay. Go. Here's the basic drum beat. That's kind of cool, right? I mean, come on. Baby talk.
Sa.
Sa. let's put in the other new drums. You know, the whole idea here was to not overpower anything. Keep it subtle, but let it just bring everything together. I think it's too subtle. This is too subtle. We need this. Or if we put them both together. Yeah. Kick is a little too much there. Yoko. I kind of like that. It's pretty cool. And you might be wondering about a certain absence. Oh, it's just fun. Okay, enough of that for now. Yeah, you may be wondering, hey, what happened to the Mad Monk? What happened to that cool Mad Monk singing thing that you had going, Tob? Well, last night when I was setting this up, we ran out of cables. We ran out of mini phono to regular phono cables. And these cables are critical because these are the cables that go from Eurorack to my mixer. And so I had to use the cable from the Mad Monk to plug in the extra bonus drum machine here. But Tob, is there no other solution? Well, of course there is another solution. And that solution is, of course, to start unplugging some of this stuff up here. So I can stand back up and make the trip up to Synth Zone 4, because that's where the other cable is, because we were using it to do the stuff with the thing, and there's a synth up there, and there's a ba-da-da-da-da. So we gotta walk up the stairs and walk past the cat, and then we walk up these other stairs. And that's when suddenly the room becomes very resonant. We open this door, all that resonance goes away, and where's the cable? Because we're looking for the 5-6 cable. The 5-6, where the hell is the 5-6 cable? It is not up here because we've been using this cable, one of the long cables. So wait, where's the other long cable? This is the other unmarked cable, not the long cable. Okay, we're just going to take this. Which means this is either the bad cable or the cable that's downstairs is the bad cable. Okay. This is confusing because where's the 5-6 cable? Okay. If you're wondering what I'm talking about with all this 5-6 cable business, it's because I have my cables labeled. For some kind of sanity purpose, I put pieces of tape on my cable and I numbered them. And I numbered them with mixer channel numbers. So there's cable 1, cable 2, cable 3, cable 4. And then my mixer, the top 4 channels are stereo channels. So 5 and 6 are one channel. 7 and 8, 9 and 10, 11 and 12. And so I have a 5-6 cable. Where the hell is it? Because here's the other long cable. No, wait. Is the 5/6 cable plugged in? I thought that was the 7/8 cable, because we're using the 7/8 cable in the 5/6 place. What does it say? This is the 5/6 cable. It's the 7/8 cable that seems to be missing. And it's not actually missing. It's just, sort of misplaced. It's somewhere because I had to use it. So let's plug this cable in and we can do Mad Monk. And yep, I can already hear him bleeding through. Shut up. Okay. So how do we want to start this? Let's just start it cold. Hold on. Where the hell is the 7/8 cable? So yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah. So do. But you, my friends, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I got to go.